Now, as we round the turn and enter into the final furlong for 2020, a lot of us are probably looking forward to a few weeks off. Just the antidote to what can only be described as a pandemically challenging year. And here to help wash away all those pandemic blues is the Thursday Daily's very own Bill Collins meets Richard Wilkins meets Molly Meldrum segment. We call it Wayne's 4x2. Wayne, good morning.
Hi, Willie. How are you going?
I am good. Thank you. How's your week been?
Yeah, no, pretty good. We had a great day on Saturday. A couple of things I did that I'm going to talk about. And we had a great dinner at a new place in Newtown. That was fantastic. So I had a wonderful Saturday and looking forward to another weekend.
Oh, nice. What was the shout out for the great place that you ate at?
It's called Vandal. It was just about to open when things shut down back in May.
Yeah.
But it's open now and it's like plant-based, which a vegan place, yeah. Mexican food, and it's brilliant. And
oh, awesome.
I'm not vegan or vegetarian or anything, but I think I've heard friends say, you know, even if your friends love meat, take them there. And they'll be blown away, and I loved it.
So, oh, okay. Vandal, yeah. Newtown. If you're in the area, yes. Get down there.
It's great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
all righty. What have you got for us first up this week?
Okay, number one is a film I did see on Saturday. It's called Mank. This is the latest film by the great director David Fincher, famous for films like The Social Network, Seven, Fight Club, many others, one of the great cinema directors. Now, this is a Netflix film which is opening on December 4th. But Dendy in Newtown, and I think also the Randwick Wits have got limited release. So I took the opportunity to see it on the big screen, and it is wonderful. It's filmed in glorious black and white, and it's all about Herman Mankiewicz, who was most famous for writing the screenplay for Citizen Kane. So the film's set in 1940 when he is holed up, actually with a broken leg, in the Californian desert, trying to write the film for Orson Welles, who was about to make his film debut, and what a film debut it was. But this is more than just sort of it's not really the making of Citizen Kane. It's more about the germination for the idea of writing about it, which was based on the life of the news tycoon William Randolph Hearst. So it sort of delves into the politics of the 30s, into the politics of the era, and also the film politics, especially with MGM Studio and how the whole thing worked. And I guess also it's about the turmoil of this guy trying to write a film that would turn out to be, you know, an absolute masterpiece. And Gary Oldman plays Mankiewicz, and he's wonderful. Amanda Seyfried is also great in it, and Charles Dance, who plays Hearst. So it's just an outstanding cinema, beautiful black and white photography, and outstanding.
What do you think the deal is with the black and white? What are they trying to do for us there?
I think apparently, well, Fincher's father, Jack, actually wrote the screenplay over 20 years ago, and Fincher wanted to make it in black and white, but he couldn't get a studio to come along with him, but Netflix did. I think it's just for the feel. Obviously, Citizen Kane was a black and white film, and I think he was just trying to match up the feel of that era. So I think that, to me, is the main goal. I haven't heard any quote from Fincher, but to me, that's why he really wanted to make it in black and white. And I do love a good black and white film. I think it's good that even in this era, there's still the odd film that a filmmaker will do it that way for their, you know, cinematic effect.
Yeah, great. Okay, Mank, it's currently on at the Dendy, but it's also coming out on Netflix?
Yep, Netflix on December 4th.
So December 4th.
If you can't see it on a big screen, you can watch it at home in about a week.
Awesome. Alrighty, number two.
Number two was another part of our great day last Saturday. We went along to the Art Gallery in New South Wales for the Archibald and Wynn and Sulman prizes. The exhibition was delayed for a little bit just with COVID, but it's been open for about a couple of months. This will run through until 10th of January, so there's still plenty of time to go and see it. And I think it's one of the strongest Archibald Prize fields in years.
It's really vibrant, isn't it?
It's great, yeah. I mean, I find it can be a bit hit and miss. You go through and you go, I like that, not that one. But I think, to me, this is one of the strongest. And vibrant is an excellent word, Willie. So I wasn't a huge fan of the winner, Vincent Namatjira, for his one of Adam Goods. But I actually really loved the Packing Room Prize, which is by another Indigenous artist. Yeah, Minor White. I thought it was fantastic. And what a talent Minor White is. So I loved that, but also loved Craig Ruddy's one of Bruce Pascoe.
Yeah.
And my other personal favourite was Scott Marsh, one of Briggs. I thought that was fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. So we've got the interview with an artist today is actually one of the ladies who was in there. Yuri Shimyo. Her portrait was a little portrait.
Okay.
And it's about the size, less small than an A4 page.
I do recall that, I think. Yeah, I think there's over 80 paintings.
Heaps. There are heaps. Oh, very good. Yeah, and it is. Now, did you book tickets?
Yeah, I definitely recommend because they've got limited space. So if you just turn up, you mightn't get a ticket to the session you wanted. So they do them in 15-minute blocks, and we did that for Saturday afternoon. And it actually makes for a bit more relaxed because normally you're sort of bumping into people, but it's a bit more spaced out. So definitely go ahead. And I was just going to say, this applies to cinemas as well. Please just get out there and support the arts. New South Wales is doing great. We don't really have any COVID. I know some people might be hesitant to get out there, but just if you love the art gallery, love cinema, just get out and support the arts.
Get along. That is such a great call, Wayne. A great call. Okay, number three.
Number three is a beautiful album called Songs by the great Adrienne Lenker. Adrienne is best known as the lead singer and do-all of the great American band Big Thief, who had a wonderful 2019, released two great albums. But like everything, their year probably stalled to a halt. They were due to tour Australia back in May, and that was postponed again to March. And unfortunately, I got an email this week that they're not coming out in March either. So But if you love Big Thief, then get onto this album. It's just really, really beautiful. She recorded it basically within 3 weeks, wrote 9 to 11 songs in that time. She went up to a very small cabin in Western Massachusetts, just her and her engineer. And it's just her and an acoustic guitar. And if you love the songs of Big Thief, you'll love this. It's whisper quiet, beautiful lyrics, very personal songs. Can't recommend this album highly enough. There's also a second album attached to it, which is called Instrumentals, which is just two long instrumental pieces just to accompany the songs album. So if you love beautiful, beautiful sort of folk rock Big Thief sound, then I'm sure you're already into Adrienne Lenker.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, Songs is the name of the album.
Songs, yes.
Perfect. Okay, cool. And then number four.
Number four, well, I've had a bit of this lately, but I'm going back into the dark murder dramas just to keep up the theme. This is a show called Dez, D-E-S-S. It's on Stan. It's a three-part British drama series, and it's all about the arrest in 1983 of a serial killer called Dennis Nilsen, who was known as Dez. He was found to have lured a lot of young men who were homeless back to his house just to feed them and give them a room for the night. But he actually murdered them. So and he actually cut them up and put some of the body parts into the drain next to his house.
Oh.
And so it's a bit gruesome, but that's how it was discovered. They were cleaning the drain. They found what they thought this is a human bone. So it turned out over like 5 or 6 years, he probably murdered around 15 people.
God.
Yeah. So it's not gruesome to watch at all. It's really just about the interviewing Dez in the because he admits he did it, but then I won't give out the full story, but it's a lot of a courtroom drama and the police trying to nail him for it. And the best part of this, Dez is played by the great actor David Tennant, who's really, really superb in this. He just does a really good job of giving that really psychopathic, sociopathic edge to this guy that you sort of think, wow, this guy's super smart, even charismatic. But, he did kill about 15 young men. So if you love, again, great British drama, Dez is highly recommended.
Wow. And so that's on Stan. We've had a wide sweeping range of recommendations this morning, Wayne. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for that.
All ends of the spectrum, I think, Willie.
Yes. Hey, you have a fabulous week. We'll put all of those up in the show notes so people can check it out there.
Sounds good, Willie. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Wayne. Bye.
Bye.